Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Vikings are going to be challenged by Nick Bosa in this game this weekend. How much, Carver High, do you think Bosa will get in there and cause problems for Cousins? I think, you know, at his age, with his game the way it is right now, that guy's going to be a monster. He's going to be all over the field. He's fast, too.
I'm starting to think more and more that the Vikings are in big trouble on Saturday.
You're feeling like they might be in for a beast. I think that team, believe it or not, I said to someone tonight off air that I think that they could actually not only go to the Super Bowl but win it.
I think that the Vikings and Cousins might have had their moment on Sunday against the Saints.
That
they had their moment on Sunday.
And who else?
I'm saying that against the Saints, the Vikings and Cousins.
All right, Vikings and Cousins.
They had their moment on Sunday in New Orleans.
And now everybody's on them because right. They saw them win, so they're all betting on them.
Right, and this is a spot where...
Will you keel over if they win at Santa Clara?
Back-to-back weeks at New Orleans and at Santa Clara, yes, I would probably do that. But I think that there's a good chance they might get whacked on Saturday.
The Honey Badger, they don't call him that anymore, do they? Tyrann Mathieu, is that his name? The glue of the revamped Chiefs defense. How good do you think he's been, Mathieu, after they acquired him in free agency in the offseason?
He's been excellent. They needed players like him on that day.
You think their D's for real, that they can stop Houston?
I think that their defense can be scored on. And Watson can do it.
Do you think that Mahomes can get him to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Bill O'Brien on J.J. Watt playing more. We'll see how the week goes. How did you think he did? He disrupted the Bills a little bit. He got a sack, too.
He had one big play in the game, which was the sack at 16-0 that the Texans kind of fired them up. And that was the drive then after that where Watson went down the field and got it to 16-8. You know, look, when he's on the field, he's going to be accounted for. I mean, you have to account for him. You just have to. He's one of the premier players.
Here we go. Brian Beluga practicing remains in concussion protocol. I don't know about you, but I always feel like that guy's injured. Beluga. Remember like last year he was out the whole season?
Yeah, I mean, he gets from time to time.
Pete Carroll wants to see Marshawn Lynch do more in the game in Green Bay.
Who wouldn't like to see that? The guy basically was on the street for a year.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's washed.
He's only been in the building for about, what, 10 days, 2 weeks?
But if his job is to produce inside the 5-yard line, then he's done okay there.
Well, right. They like last week. They gave him the ball inside the 5 and he rammed it in there. So that's it.
Clowney's core injury not expected to keep him from playing against the Packers. He was a force in that game.
Another guy always hurt, but yes, he was a force.
The Packers and Cowboys won't meet until 2021 at the earliest, so we can see Mike McCarthy go against the Packers.
Who cares?
Tom Brady suffered a foot injury in December. Now they're going to start making the excuses for why he was terrible.
Another injury?
Kiko Alonso tore another ACL in the Saints loss. That guy's
another
been around.
Unfortunately, who has been hurt a lot.
If Jalen Hurts falls in the 2020 NFL draft in Vegas, the Steelers shouldn't think twice. Do you think the Steelers should go get Jalen Hurts?
I mean, they don't have a first-round pick, right? They traded that to Miami.
Right.
So it would be in the second or third, whatever.
Right.
Steelers need help in a couple places, don't they?
I think they need all kinds of help.
On the offensive side of the ball?
On everything. Like, they couldn't even get a first down against the Jets.
But I think that quarterback is something they're going to look for, because as we talked about after the season was over, I don't think the two guys they got behind Roethlisberger right now are the answer.
They're a disaster, and he's old man River.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.